to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hey, Pinduka, did I tell you Ghost Lady wants me to have a divorce? And my marriage just started, dog.
How did I say?
What? Wait.
She's getting into trouble, dog.
Eh? What did I do?
Why would she do that? She advocates for divorce. She's one of those, like,
Advocate for divorce?
Yeah, you advocate for marriage. Sorry.
Yes.
She's one of those, like, if Naga has a friend who's not married,
yeah,
she'll always be skeptical of that friend.
Yeah.
Probably why you got married. It's always like, I don't like that guy you hang around with from Naga who's not married.
Yeah.
She's that kind of wife. So there's no ways she's causing divorces.
Thank you.
You know, I get it. We always come together, me and Ghost Lady.
You always come together, yes.
To the studio.
Yes. Yeah, you guys write together, yeah.
So the other day she left the lipstick or something like that in my car.
Oh, I hate that when that happens.
Then the lady gets in the car.
Yeah.
She sees this thing. I can see she saw it. She looks at it and she's like, this is not mine. Throws it on the floor. Looks at me. I looked the other way. I'm like, Andizi, la, I'm not coming here. Because I don't know who it was. And it turns out it was Ghost Ladies.
Yes. So next time I saw him, I'm like, oh, you've got this thing of mine. And guess what it was, actually? It was it's nipple cream. Nohan.
Imagine, not even lipstick. Nipple cream.
Nipple cream.
You cream your nipples?
No. I used it when I was still breastfeeding. But now I use it for my lips. It's actually very nice. Like, it's a very nice, like... Oh, it's perfect. If you find a nipple cream out there, you try use it on your lips, you'll know what I'm talking about. And yeah, I've given it to you, all of you guys, you've used it here.
Oh, for real?
And yeah.
Nipple cream.
Yeah?
Bepanthen.
That's bum cream even.
Yeah, that's not lip cream, that's bum cream.
But you also use it, you use it on your lips, so
yes,
you bought it for your lips, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's irresponsible. Like, as a woman, when you've got a friend who's male, never leave anything.
Yes, I know.
It's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
yes,
you can literally, it's irresponsible.
Yeah,
like,
because, I know.
Yeah.
As soon as I knew, like, it was Ghost Ladies, I took a picture, sent it to her, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's Ghost Lady, by the way.
I hate when that happens. Now you need to explain.
Dude.
Like,
you should have said, like, the only person who was here was Ghost. Then she would understood.
Hey, I don't know, man. There's so many people in my car. I don't know whose it was.
Is it? Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. But you shouldn't have kept quiet. You should have said, I don't know.
Yeah. Then it sounds like I'm guilty. I was just like, I'm not entertaining this shit.
I know. Those moments happen. My woman, like, she was like, I've been looking for my earrings. They've been missing for a while. Then I'm like, so? Because now if I start to go, I swear there was no one in the house. Like, then I look guilty. Right? Then you look guilty. So I know those moments where you're like, fuck, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So just, so I was like, okay, what happened to them? But I knew what she was playing at. I'm like, oh, okay, what happened to them?
And you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that. Mm.
I'm going to leave something in your car.
No, it's like what?
A dildo or something, I don't know. Or condoms, an open packet of condoms.
Oh, wow.
Spear once left shades in the car, and you know, oh, top. Who brought your top to my house? No, my woman found it. And it's like a small, size small, and you know.
Yeah, you don't need a size small.
I don't wear a size small, and it looked like feminine and stuff. And I'm like, yo.
How do you explain this?
And I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it belongs to. I genuinely don't know who it belongs to. Because you guys, at that point, you want us to confess to shit. And sometimes there's nothing to confess to.
Fat checker, what does Tato leave in his car?
Oh, in your car.
In your car.
In my car, nothing.
Yeah. Lele.
But you can admit, women deliberately leave stuff. If you, let's say you're cheating with the car, you know
deliberate.
He's taken.
It's an accident.
Black.
It's an accident.
Panties. under the bed or something.
It's what are the panties doing under the bed? That's deliberate.
I don't know. I don't
know. That's, yeah, that's, yeah, sometimes it's like deliberate, yeah.
Cream or something. It's a mistake.
It's a mistake.
But you're right, they do that, dog.
Yeah, yeah, earrings, leave earrings, back. Leave stuff.
The earrings are small and you sometimes tell yourself that you've taken it.
Yeah.
And you put it like in your pocket or bag to only find that you didn't at that time.
So women don't leave things behind to get the man that they sleeping with in shit with their woman.
It's not even about the man, bro. It's to tell the wife that I was here.
I've arrived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they do that. No, they do that.
To announce, to rattle the cages of the main.
Yeah. Mm. And they leave it at places where you wouldn't even think of as a guy.
Woman. That, no, they leave it. Yes, they know that only a woman will get there.
Exactly.
Fear women.
Mm. Yeah, but if you're as a guy, though, and you're doing like sneaky things, but then you should be doing the thorough like checkup, honestly. Like, make sure you look and do a thorough clean so that the main doesn't see if that's what you're doing.
Also, why are you taking it to your house? That's sloppy.
Yeah, also, that's sloppy. Exactly. Like, why the fuck are you taking this
exactly.
to your
that's
home?
Actually so rude.
You deserve it, actually.
Yeah, you deserve it. Yeah. Really. Because.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the very last time. It's the last show, Penduka.
Oh, man.
The last hurrah.
Oh, let's go. So
last round.
The last stretch.
Yeah, last stretch.
Last show of the year.
Yeah, last show of the year, man. I'm excited because
this is literally extra time right now. It's like,
yeah, I'm like year-end fatigue, dog. I'm tired, bro. I just want to go on holiday, man. I can see everybody is fat checkers, tired. Simpui is not focusing.
He fucked up my mix.
What are you doing?
He fucked up. I'd like to apologize to this thing. The mix is not going to be going up. You know, the owner, even your mix you recorded there was a fuck
Tabang
up.
Fucked it up.
Tabang fucked it up. When the owner of this thing sees us, he will be like, oh, the circus is in town. Oh, the circus is in town. The sound is horrible. It's bad. And it was such a lovely mix from a music point of view.
Yeah.
The sound is just horrible. It's bad.
So Penduka's here, Tibbler's here, Dudu's here, Zozo's here.
Oh, Mabizela.
Zozo, how are you recovering? We heard about your operation, eh? How's it going, eh? She got a breast reduced.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. How's it going there, Zozo?
Good.
Yeah?
It's going good, yeah.
What stage are you at now of your recovery?
Well, they said recovery is 8 weeks, so I'm on week 6 now out of 8. But full recovery, I think, is 6 months.
Mm.
Yeah, so, but it's fine, I'm fine.
How was the operation? What did they do to you?
Yeah.
They cut your boobs and make them smaller.
How do they cut them? Like, they just chop, chop, chop.
Obviously, it's a process, but like, I have places, I have stitches. But they hide them, obviously, make it neat, look neat. And
oh, so they're not visible?
No.
How much is it?
Mine was 60K.
Jay!
Yeah!
To reduce your breasts.
60K to review.
But I think that's the cheapest I could find. Is more expensive.
Mm. Are you happy though with the decision?
Yeah, I just need to be fully recovered.
Mm.
What
I'm happy.
What difference has it made? Like, do you feel the weight of, well, not your shoulders, but of your chest?
People ask me this all the time. I am still at the point where I'm not sure yet because I'm still within the pains every now and again, especially with the weather being up and down. Mm. But okay. I like the change is already provided for me or accommodated in that I can wear certain stuff that I couldn't before.
Wow.
My back does feel a lot better. So yes, it is.
Your back was heavy.
It was painful. Yeah.
Yo, damn, man. Hey, women go through a lot.
You wake up and it's just painful or you'd need to be standing for a certain period?
Yeah, at some points I couldn't sleep at night because you have to sleep in certain positions. I was at that
point. That is horrible.
I can't sleep in a certain position the whole night because then it starts getting uncomfortable.
Sure. All right, ghost ladies, when are we reducing yours?
To what? To what?
We're growing them. But what?
No,
what are we doing?
No, I think I'm fine with the way they are.
Are you happy with the way they are?
Yeah. Oh, like, I used to think I want to, like, actually still sometimes I have my moments I would like a breast lift because, you know, after the babies and the, you know, breastfeeding. But sometimes I'm like, guys, what do we have to pressure ourselves for? Who do I owe these perky breasts?
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
But also with Zozo, it's not an owing thing. It's just, she wasn't comfortable.
Exactly. So see, there's a need. And then there's some people just for the aesthetics.
That's
honestly
true.
For me, it would be for the aesthetics. And
you're happy.
You know, Habi's happy. I'm happy. We're good.
Tabang is here, Tato is here, Nero is here, Fat Checker is here, and Simpiu is here.
Don't fuck up the song.
Are you allowed to, dog? It's our last show, dog. Yeah. Okay. I think we're all on holiday mode, dog. You don't know who's not on holiday mode.
I'm on holiday mode. What do you mean I'm not? I'm on holiday mode.
Yeah. Do you know how to trade, my dog?
Nah, I don't know how to trade. Is in the stuff of stocks.
Yeah, boo.
Stock trading and exchange rates, forex trading and stuff. Nah. Yes. I tried it once with a friend during like lockdown, heavy lockdown.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not for me, man. How do you trade? You know how to trade?
I don't know how to trade, but there's a cool platform in town. It's called Copy Trading from XM. So the platform is called XM. And they got a cool thing called Copy Trading.
I've heard of XM.
Where you can literally copy trading moves from some of the best traders on the platform. So you don't have to sit there and worry about graphs and stats. You just copy from the best of the best and learn directly that way.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like it builds some confidence, you know, because these guys have been at it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even for beginners like you, Ghost Lady, you can profit from the trading moves without having to spend all the time on learning how to read charts and keeping up with analysis. It saves you so much time. So if you're looking to trade the easy way by copying the moves of successful traders, this is the platform for you. In trading, there are also risks, so T's and C's do apply. But check them out. Just click on the link below and see what XM Copy Trading is all about. When are you releasing your smash hit with Dr. Malinga?
Hey, it's coming.
That thing is funny, man.
My entire life I've been fighting this Solomon thing. I'm not Solomon, guys.
Why?
Solomon. Is this a live or what?
It's a live.
It's a live.
It's a TikTok live, yeah.
TikTok live.
Yeah.
Bro, he's so good and he's on key, bro.
Solomon.
Solomon, shout out to my league,
man. No, man. No, he was doing it live, and I think people were throwing words at him. Then he would freestyle and sing on this beat. Because if you hear, there's other clips where he sings other stuff, but on the same beat from the same live. So someone said Saul, and then he just said solo.
That's off the dome?
Off the dome, yeah.
Damn.
He didn't write that. It was off the dome, freestyle.
Well, I like
He's good, bro. So brilliant.
So since our last year, at the year-end function, we had podcast awards, but you'd make it.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So I'm going to read out who won, and then you must guess who won, ne?
Oh, dope.
Okay, cool. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Because we all know who won, ne? We were there, ne?
Everyone
is here except you, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, here we go. Game-changing moment of the year.
It's pure blowjob.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Round of applause, you got it right.
Well done.
Biggest moment was that this year. It feels like a lifetime, bro.
It feels like a lifetime, bro. Pure feels like yesterday.
Yeah.
Still thinks about it.
Best post-production in a podcast.
Best post-production.
Post-production.
Mm. In the podcast.
Of a podcast,
so that would be the technical team.
Yeah. From the podcast network. Who are you going for? Who's your money on?
Black Studios. Well, they do the most work. So if they miss out on this, it's a bad look for them.
Is it not about the show, although? Was this not to a show? The show with the best post-production.
Yeah, the show with the best post. Yeah. The show, sorry. Yeah. You're right.
The best post-production. Popcorn and cheese. Mm. Well, they do a lot of skits and stuff, I'm assuming that's part of it.
On-site ZA.
On-site ZA.
Wow.
Because Marco's studio is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, Marco's good. Yeah, Marco's a professional. Man.
That's where we shot Gogo's Corteni. Who else did we shoot there? Gaten McKenzie, which is dropping.
That's where we shot Angus Gibson. Ringo as well, we shot him there.
Gaten McKenzie is dropping this Thursday, our last interview of the year. What a way to go out.
What a cheese. Shout out to Gaten, man.
Wow, what beautiful episode, man. Loved it. Best campaign execution.
best campaign execution.
Mm.
I'd say thingy. Popcorn and cheese. That Woods thing they did, or one of the skits.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
The winner, and this was based. The CEO gave away these prizes.
Oh, okay, nice.
The winner was Adulting, Podcast and Chill.
Mm.
Oh, when we did the whole adulting thing.
Yeah. Okay, but, yeah, that was but no one agreed, man. Everybody was saying exactly Woods, bro.
Yeah.
Woods was amazing.
Woods was amazing, bro. Because,
I mean, the adulting thing was nothing out of the ordinary. It's
exactly,
what we do.
Yeah.
You know, sneak, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like, Woods is so catchy. It went viral, bro. Yeah. Like,
and also, why I would say Woods is because, you see, Adulting is a show that you and I would naturally watch.
Yeah.
Had it been a show that you and I wouldn't naturally watch, but we made it so convincing that we are watching it because we like it, and but we don't give a fuck about it.
Mm.
And it was a success. Then it would deserve it. But it was like a show within our realm anyway. Mm. But with Woods, the guys were given a cough syrup. How do you promote it? You know what I mean? And they did a stellar job. So I would give it to Woods.
Yeah, we all agree on that one. Fastest growing
Even
podcast on the
Wow.
Fastest growing podcast on the network.
Woo! The Bantwisies.
Yeah, boy. Yeah. Correct. Ghost of the Year. So remember, we've got a ghost on Onside ZA. We've got a ghost in Popcorn and Cheese. We've got the ghost lady.
Some guy stopped me at Rosebank. Yeah. They're like, yo, bro, I want to be the ghost guy on the podcast. I'm like, what do you mean, bro? We've got a ghost lady. Why would we have another person who's ghosting?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So there's a ghost lady. There's a ghost on side, I know. There's a ghost where else? On
Popcorn and Cheese.
Oh, Popcorn and Cheese. Sorry. Yes. Popcorn and Cheese.
No,
Titi.
Sorry, Titi. Sorry,
Titi. I love Titi.
He's coming for you, ghosty.
I know. Titi's the one.
We're Bogel.
I think it's so perfect that he's a ghost, bro.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't expect these puns or his jokes to come and then they just land,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Nah,
he's so
magical.
Beautifully awkward and just, he just makes, like, I'm madly in love
such
with Titi.
Cool,
he reinvented. Ghosting.
Yeah, no, he did. Yeah. He did.
Can you read though? Because ours can't.
I think he's
a comedian. Yeah, he needs to write his jokes.
He's used to reading.
Yeah, I think he can read. I can read.
I'll go for training. Go Titi.
Yeah. Best new host / co-host.
Say the lady from Onside.
Tepi Worldwide.
Yeah.
No, you'd be wrong. Zile Weezy.
Zile.
Oh, Zile.
Zile.
Yeah,
Weezy.
No, Zile.
Oh, yes, Zile. Yeah. Okay, yes.
He's a natural.
Just you said new, so yeah, but they're fairly new as well. Zile's fucking amazing.
Did you know that they didn't know each other before the show started?
Ish.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
That's so...
Because the chemistry is amazing, yeah.
It's really chill. Like, the chemistry is great.
Yeah.
Wow, professional young kids.
Behind the scenes MVP.
What does that mean?
What does that mean, Ven?
No. I'm not MVP. We're not MVP. Most valued player. But like, what does
most
behind
valued
the scenes mean?
Most valued player behind the scenes. Like,
I know it's the best person behind the scenes.
Yeah,
but what does it mean?
In production, I guess.
In
maybe
production,
the crew.
Yeah.
Kind of the crew. Like. Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
Tato.
Tato! Why Tato?
He's a rock star, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, if there's weed smoked, if there's a plan, it's always his plan. If there's weed to be smoked, it's always his idea, you know? He says mischievous.
So that's all it
if
takes
there's
to...
someone who comes here, hires a guy to record, it's him.
So that's all it takes to please you for MVP.
Oh, yeah. To me, sounds like who's the most fun behind the scenes.
Most fun?
Yeah,
that would be MVF.
Fun. Huh?
That would be MVF if it was most fun.
Most valued fun.
Mm.
Not MFP, most fun player. No, but Tato, yeah. Well, that's why I wanted the understanding of most best MVP, best green, backstage, behind the scenes MVP. I wanted to know what it means first so I can choose a person. But you didn't really give me a proper definition of what it is we're looking at or what the criteria is. That's why I went with Tato.
Well, you're wrong. It's your work wife, Dudu.
Oh, so the most dedicated behind the
scenes. Yes.
Then you should have said the most. I asked, what does it mean? Like, best MVP, behind the scenes MVP. You should have said the person who's the most dedicated behind the scenes. The duck that's peddling, but we see it come out, you know, on the surface. It's her. You should have said.
Yeah.
But yeah, then of course. Juju
has brought the best content of the year.
Yeah, and she does.
Which content was that?
So many shows. I'm just saying everything. So many things that she does. Do.
Highlight of content. Dudu's content year highlights.
Mm.
Interviews, exactly.
Which one? Dude?
Black Coffee.
Just to say, call his manager.
No, but we generally no.
He wants the watch.
But with interviews, it's not like one day we came and we were shocked that, whoa, you brought us fucking Floyd Mayweather. How did you do this? It's a team thing. She does the admin of getting them.
You pulled Julius, was last year.
That's not this year.
No, it wasn't this year.
That was last year, maybe. But it's old. It's not this year. No, but you are the hardest working because you do all these things for all these shows.
All the shows, exactly.
The organizing. Yeah, you stretch yourself.
She's very straight.
Yeah, but we were just questioning what...
No, because I value Dudu.
But
we love you, dude.
We love you, dude. You stretch yourself and you work, you know. Yeah.
As I drink my hot chiller's punch. Shout out to Dudu.
Sorry, I'm from Dudu.
And she's meant to keep them cold.
Well, and fatigue.
All right. Oh yeah, did you see? Hey, because we're shooting during the week. We're shooting a game show with
Dave.
Did you see? There was almost a street fighter between Dudu and Kanye.
That was nothing.
Dudu, I'm gonna fuck up a bitch right now. You're shy, Sam.
Fuck you, bitch.
She was seething, bro. Yeah, she was.
What happened there? What happened? I don't remember.
That was nothing. There was a day before fights that we need to talk about.
Let's talk about what happened.
TRC.
We can't take this to next year, bro.
No, we can't. We don't need these negative vibes next year.
What you saw between me and Dudu was nothing.
But what happens?
And Tibla.
Don't deflect.
Okay, wait. Before we go to Spew and Tibla, you were there between Dudu and Ghost Lady. What did you hear?
I can't remember, man. I think it may have been cheating allegations, accusations
on the game.
Of someone is cheating, because they were in opposing teams.
Yeah.
And then
I don't remember. And then listen, you're shy spare me. Solving Mambelela. I'm like, yo, you know what is about this, man. Someone's shy, because you're so sweet.
Both of you are sweet.
I know, but she said something, obviously.
No, I just said you're lying. Because she was saying that, no, we were cheating. Yeah. I'm like, you're lying. Yeah. Wait, how did you see me? Because I'm just standing there. Yes, that Neo in it. Exactly.
Neo, what happened? Do you remember?
Was sitting...
Hey, that was funny.
It was the Mets question. I think it was five times 29.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, it was.
And I'm like, I know Mets.
But I said no would get it.
I can't remember. Yeah. It was something.
But kiss and make up. So guys. Kiss and make up.
Why am I feeling shy?
Hug there. So we're good.
Man, I'm feeling shy. It's fair, man. Hey, I'm feeling shy. It's fair,
man. I'm song. I
saw it now. Pumas
Force, Lomi. You have to put my force there. Extension money. Well, I'll keep it on my extensions. That's shy thing.
Drop that button.
My extension 25. Yeah.
What happened with Simbio and Tibla?
What
happened to Simbio and Tibla?
Hey. So how it started, but you know how they are like always like
yeah.
Tom and Jerry towards each other.
Yes.
So next minute, Uspiwe, because I don't know what they had, Uspiwe was standing and Tibola was on his phone, I think charging.
Yeah.
And then Uspiwe is asking for a charger.
Yeah.
You know how Uspiwe wants to be a whole bully and then just grabs the charger. Yeah. Ah, Tibola stands up.
Then it hurts.
Hey! No, it was wrestling.
Who won?
Well, it was Tibla because he smashed his phone on the floor. Spiwe smashed his phone on the floor.
Shiloh Tibla poison.
No, it was just, they literally, it was just wrestling. They just like wrestled each other.
Cheap.
No one wants to mess with Tibla.
What shy is fair, Tim?
You're shy is fair, my boy.
Let's keep on the controls.
What you were manifesting this thing, Marashal. Night well, actually happened.
Oh, violence in this team.
Oh, that's funny, man. But you guys are good, no?
I know they're good. They're good.
Come on, kiss and make up, man.
They're good.
They're boys.
Soldier of the year, Penduka.
Soldier of the year. Ooh, so that can't be do.
Isosha.
Soldier of the year.
How many shows do sound for?
All the shows.
Spewer. Mm. Well, that's sound for all the shows.
Yeah.
There's only one person who does something for all the shows, apart from Black Studios as well. Even now, they could help a bit with Tabang doing some of the interviews. So I'd say Spewer.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah.
But I feel like we must take it away. Which soldier gets beaten up by Tibla?
Like he lost his title.
CEO's podcast of the year. This is from the CEO.
It's between us and popcorn and cheese.
Onside and spreading humors.
It's between them. Then it's going to be onside, I think.
It's all of them. All of them.
No, all the shows.
So choose which one won.
So CEO Bada chose.
Yeah, but you said the winner is coming from
Bada.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
all podcast. Yes, I know. Yeah, then I'd say it's either between us and.
You gotta choose one.
I say us because his boss is. He's on this podcast.
Oh, I mean, he's my boss.
CEO's boss.
Man, he's my boss.
Man, bullshit. Man. You're his boss.
No,
fuck
no,
out of here.
I'm just fine.
You're his boss. Come on, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, where is it?
You think the CEO of Heineken goes to the family that owns Heineken in Netherlands? And they're his bosses.
Yeah,
they put him there to be CEO.
I'm just a founder, dog.
Man, fuck you.
Man, wait, answers popcorn and cheese.
Oh yeah.
That's his popcorn favorite podcast.
You see?
Yeah, popcorn and cheese.
So clearly, he doesn't know where his bread is buttered.
No, but he's a CEO. Like you know, he looks at the figures and the man.
He's your boss.
Our CEO needs to know where the bread has the butter.
Exactly.
You need to know where the bread has the bread has the butter.
Yeah.
Butter.
Oh, okay. Cool. Interview of the year.
Sheba Shit.
Yeah.
Obviously.
He but said Black Coffee, but this was before Sheba Shit.
Oh, these are CEO, all of these now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it was Black Coffee, but this was before Sheba Shit.
Yeah, before we did. Remember, we traveled last
month. But does Black Coffee fall within this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it does. It does.
But it's got to be Sheba Shit, definitely.
Yeah, at this rate, it's Sheba
Shit. Definitely. Interview.
Nah.
What? You don't think so?
Okay, yeah, no.
Who are you thinking?
No, I was putting the numbers aside.
Okay.
Yeah, well, but also, Black Coffee was bound to make those kind of numbers because it's Black Coffee and he's been in the game for so long. Shebe, it hasn't been in the game for so long. He's not Black Coffee and he got those kind of numbers. And on top of that, his story is so amazing. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah definitely Shebe Shit.
Best video aesthetics.
What? Who, in terms of what?
Production. The crew. Who's got the best video aesthetics?
We only have three crews.
Mm.
Do we have three crews?
Yeah. Popcorn and Cheese, Tabang, Black Stew.
Black Studios.
I'd say Tabang because we've had black students forever. So we are spoiled by their skills. So I'll put something, maybe someone who does things differently and they knew. That's my reasoning.
The answer is Black Studios for Sex and Stuff with Danelle.
Oh, dope. What happened to Sex and Stuff?
It left. She left. She left.
It's on TV.
She said stuff it and then took the sex somewhere else.
It's on TV now. Yeah,
it's on TV.
Yeah. Oh, she got a deal. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. And they pay well on TV.
Exactly.
Nah, that makes sense. That's beautiful.
Yeah, those are all the awards. Am I missing one? I feel like there should be one more.
No.
Yeah, I think that's...
Okay, what category would you add?
What about...
Imnandi Lento.
Imnandi, ne? Imnandi. Actually, I don't know, actually. I don't know.
Yeah?
I don't know.
I think so.
Would you add any ghost lady?
No. Those were perfect.
But the CEO was smart because everybody won.
Yeah, no, everyone, ne?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
No, Spreading Humans didn't win. Oh, they did.
They did.
I even said it. Yeah, they did.
But, you know, so I come bearing gifts as always. It's our last episode.
Oh.
Damn, bro.
I got a special surprise for you. I know you're going to like this. Are you ready?
I'm going to like it.
Yes.
And let's see if you know me very well.
Just all right. So?
Dudu, bring out the spammers!
How?
Wait. What do you mean?
Oh, no.
Wait.
Okay. Don't say that.
Oh, there's people coming in.
Oh. Don't say that.
Who's this? Who's this?
It's a surprise, Chief. Okay, bring out the surprise! Are you ready? What do you think it is? The surprise.
Ah, come on.
What?
This
is the surprise for me. Surprise for later. Okay. Must continue.
Man, I know you, man. You've done this before.
No.
It's strippers.
No.
It's not strippers.
That's old school. Come on, bro.
You like strippers. That's strippers. You know, this is like a man. He's saying the surprise for me.
Yeah.
It's like a man only buys his woman a lingerie, right? It's for your own pleasure.
Exactly.
It's not for hers. This is for him, not for me.
It's for Mac.
Like, I know you like this. It's for Mac. You, bro. What can I say? I love this. I don't give a fuck about you guys. This shit is for me. Bro, the strippers. And if it's strippers, I swear, it's for you. It's for yourself.
Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa is urging all matric students in South Africa and the first-time university applicants who are seeking financial support towards their 2024 academic fees for the company's Study Buddy Fund bursary program. To date, the Study Buddy Fund has assisted over 100 deserving young people from host communities to access tertiary education. The fund pays for full tuition, accommodation fees, as well as a monthly stipend. Coca-Cola SA has committed over 8 million rands to help support the educational aspirations of young people in South Africa. Applications close on the 31st of Jan 2024, so hurry to see if Coca-Cola SA can support your dreams. Please email studybuddyfund@gradesmatch.co.za. That's studybuddyfund@gradesmatch.co.za for further information on how to apply. Ghost Lady, you got the last My Pep and Dabba stories for the year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So there was an interesting little founding. Cyan Bougie is rumored to be dating a rapper by the name of Stanley. Now, the question is, because I tried Googling, who is Stanley?
This is the guy we interviewed from Cameroon. Stanley Eno. Is it him?
The rapper.
I doubt it's Stanley.
But I doubt. I don't know. We don't know. Like, because I'm trying to find out. I even asked I'm like, who's this rapper called Stanley?
So he's not that famous.
Yeah, but and they said upcoming rapper. So it's someone, maybe it's a SoundCloud rap. Maybe. That's the rumor. Okay? Everyone is speculating. I get shooty. SoundCloud and for Cyan Bougie, like, you know, playing it, she's aiming high. So,
yeah, say we little blesses.
Exactly.
But also, it could be a SoundCloud rapper with money. She wouldn't then care about where he ranks, Gubom rapper, if he can take care of everything else. Because that's, you feel like that's one of her big priorities. And this, the woman generally wants security. So, if he's got the guap, maybe he does.
But they all have like boyfriends.
What do you mean?
These girls, like.
What do you mean?
They might sell on the side, but they'll still have like a boyfriend.
I don't get niggas who do that. Niggas who are willing to date women who they know are with other dudes. Mm. Especially those who like these guys I've come across, you know, when I was still younger and you go to these strip clubs and there's guys who fetch their women from the strip clubs and they know that she's there selling pussy, doing all sorts of things, you know, and they like stick by her.
Yeah, but it's common.
Bigger
yeah.
men than I could ever be.
I could never do that.
Bigger men, bigger men than me.
Who was this? Ukoli. She had a boyfriend, right? Yeah. Mm. Who understood.
But you see, those niggas would then do content only with her. Those niggas. So they understand, but it's them in the content.
No. It wasn't him. That was a boyfriend. Remember, I think she even came with the guy who was sitting like behind the scenes or sitting with the... Like, yeah. Remember that day?
Oh, I remember that nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, you see, but currently the guy she's dating, she only does content with him.
Oh.
Like, no matter how talented other guys are in doing this porn thing, he doesn't allow her to do it or she doesn't do it. I don't know who's saying don't do it, but they remain exclusive to one another. So that's slightly different because it's not like she's going out there shooting with everybody else. Then it would require him to be really strong, which is what I'm saying. Some guys are strong out there.
Yeah.
Imagine, bro, you pick up your wife from the strip club and then you have to deal with the leftovers. Imagine, bro.
No, but also, generally it's because she's the one paying the roof over your head. Mm. She's putting clothes on your back. She's putting the bread on the table.
Mm.
You see? Mm. So when you allow her to do that, then you need to swallow whatever pride you have in order for her to do whatever it takes to make you comfortable.
Mm.
So it's a matter of like, it also becomes a matter of, are you going to go out there and make more? Or making less, are you going to tell her what to do?
Mm, mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. You can't tell her what to do if you're not even going to relieve her of that stress, that financial strain.
Mm.
It's like that basketballer. There's a basketball guy. His woman was on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And he was complaining, right? And obviously, when we found out that, damn, your wife is on OnlyFans, obviously, you know, it's going to be met with lots of
backlash.
Emotions, yeah. Backlash.
Yeah.
But then she was doing it because the guy is struggling financially now. And also, he found her being a porn star. That's another thing. Like, you can't marry a porn star and think when you're broke, she'll be broke with you in the trenches.
Mm.
Of course, you're going to push her to do what she does best, which is selling ass. So if your woman is paying the bills, you're not in a place to dictate to her.
Would it change anything if you found out your woman was a stripper in a past life?
It wouldn't.
Mm.
It wouldn't. If I didn't know, right?
Mm.
It wouldn't.
Hey, but still.
It hurts though. But I was not there.
Mm.
That's the thing.
And you
was not there.
Would you date a stripper?
No.
Oh, it's Peewee.
Nah, but I was too much baggage, bro. Even like a bottle girls, bro. And like
The bottle girls get chowed. Eh?
Yeah, oh, you know.
For real.
Akabanga each day that ask them of how like afford their numbers.
Mm.
And some give an offer she can't refuse. Like,
yeah,
the guy will just send 10K.
A 10 a number or something. Ooh. Yeah,
bottle girls. Yeah. Oh man.
So stay away from bottle girls.
That's my advice.
That's solid advice, guys. Bro. I mean, if it's gonna avoid heartbreak for someone, solid advice.
Mm, mm.
Yeah.
As long as they just know what they're doing for me.
Who?
What does that mean?
How does that look like?
Like, what do you mean? They know what they're doing. Like,
yeah, like they know what they're doing. It's
they
not
don't
something.
Drop bottles on the way to deliver them. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Like,
in one way,
like, as in, you own up to what you're doing. Like, you are selling sex at that instance. You know, so it's
girls, no. The sparkling like, girls no. are not selling.
I feel like sparkling girls don't get into it to sell sex.
Yes, it comes
not.
With the territory.
But then when there's a big guy
a
who really wants you, and you know, like, yeah, applies that kind of pressure. As pure as a guy saying it won't give him peace of mind, chilling at home, being like, I know my girl is loyal, she's not there. She's a student. She's there to hustle and work. But when the guy's like, yo, I can give you this cash now, 50K. I just need you to come with me. Or whatever.
So
that
what,
man.
Though? So it's just coming like you're going to have sex and that's it. That's not a relationship. That's why I'm like, you are being bought. That's the same as selling. You are being bought for sex.
Yeah, but they're not there to sell the sex.
No, they are
initially,
not.
Initially, a lot of them.
Yes.
But because of the club. Guys, we know clubs and the lifestyle and the culture. You know, a lot of weird things happen there. Mm. I saw a guy saying... I saw a guy tweet. Oh, man, let me find this tweet. I think it's the last thing I commented on anyway. Mm. Let me find this tweet. Speaking of these girls.
Neo says he would date a porn star.
Oh, wow. For real.
Yeah, what's you don't mind. Okay.
But it's also dates. But to settle down and be serious. And there's men who've like literally married porn stars, like proper, you know. Because it's love at the end of the day. But the tweet says, gents, if you're gonna groove anywhere around Midrand, Kyalami, Waterfall, don't entertain or go home with any chick. Pulls out Uyolala one man. So I asked, what's happening? You know? I'm like, what's going on? The people are like, hey, I live with a woman, I wouldn't understand. But apparently, it's the situations of
Mavuso.
Mavuso, yeah. Some nigga was calling his mom crying for 4K. He promised, I think, 3K and stuff. And then, you know, short for 4K. Another nigga was forced, like, either one of the girls took his rim or something like that. You know, from these clubs around those areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game is tough now, eh?
Hey, but it happens everywhere, not just Midrand, bro. It happens everywhere. It's the new norm now, man.
Man, as a society, we've just gone somewhere else, man.
Osalai, we are tengisa. That's what you need afterwards. We are tengisa. You just have a high price, though. You know?
And you can spot them. It's always the girls that are just chilling alone and
no drinks on the table.
No drinks on the table.
Jeez.
And it's not like they're there for the music.
No, they're not there. They've got iTunes and Spotify on their phones. Chill home and speakers. No need to win a club.
Oh gosh. All right, what else you got, Kosli?
The sad story, guys, Uzahara passing.
Oh man.
You know, like we said it last week. I remember Meg said, hey, it's getting... The longer you stay in the hospital, it's tricky. Mm. And then that evening, she passed on, unfortunately.
Man, condolences to her family, man. Like, oh.
Yeah, man.
What a sweet lady, man. What a sweet lady. I remember the first time I met her was when we went to go record. She let us into her house.
Yeah.
We recorded. You were there, innit?
Yeah, I was there.
You guys even did a dance. Like, there was a video of you guys dancing with her.
After that, we went to go eat together.
Played
some basketball.
Did some stuff.
What a great soul, man. Beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like basically the industry failed her? It was the people that failed her. That, you know, it's the results to what happened to her?
I don't know. What happened?
No, obviously, she passed away and obviously due to her liver failure,
ish.
Right? And so I think also Mizi, during the memorial service, did mention Uguti, like basically industry members in the public showed compassion to one another there, right? What am I saying?
see, where's Titi? Where's Titi and the ghost? The ghost that can read. After you.
So he said that they did not support the musician during the time of need and they mocked her instead. So
who like I don't get it, man. You know, what was the industry meant to do?
No, but just like that, she was crying out, you know, like I think there was a lot of videos, hence there was even a lot of backlash towards DJ Smoo as well. Remember, it was trending, like Smoo has been getting it the whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, as in, they are one of the people that did not take care of Uzahar, you know, even with the whole issues about her drinking and all that stuff. It was being mocked. He was right, though, Somiz, that a lot of people were mocking Uzahar. Yes, I feel like also a lot of responsibility was
He was one of them, actually.
Yeah.
At the summers. He made
he was
a joke
he did.
The bar, and that Zahara's already at the bar.
Yeah.
I mean, and there was jokes, you know what I mean? Like, no, there was jokes.
Sorry, that's insensitive, but that's funny.
Everybody had a bar or two when it came to Zahara with jokes and stuff, you know what I mean? But it's you can't now come now and say the industry should have helped. In what capacity could the industry have helped? I know with DJ Smoo, and it's also a bit tricky and unfair that DJ Smoo's getting so much backlash because you see the relationship between artists and record labels is exploitative by nature. In fact, the relationship of generally employee and employer is generally exploitative because people start companies to benefit themselves and then they get people to pay a certain fee to do jobs. And sometimes they get paid less than what they deserve.
Yeah.
And sometimes the contract is messed up, you know. But at the same time, the other side of the coin, DJ Shmoo and TK are the guys who discovered Zahara.
Yeah.
They are the guys who made the name Zahara. Otherwise, she would have been basking possibly and still singing where she was. You know what I mean? Mm. So at the same time, they changed this girl from the village. They changed her life. But on the other end, the contract was messed up, you know? So, and they also feel like they lost someone, a kid they saw come to Joburg and who lost, you know, and became big.
But I've also seen clips of DJ Shmoo saying
just
that
highlight the bad on
that
me.
Zahara did get what the money that was due to her, like obviously for whatever arrangement they had with her, and at some point she had a lot of money. So it's also like maybe her mismanagement of her finances that led her to whatever situations that she was in. So I think it's, you know, this thing of like blaming one side, and like at this rate, it's.
Pointing fingers.
Yeah, it's just pointing fingers.
Man.
Yeah,
man. No, man, it's all rest in peace. I don't think the pointing of fingers really helps right now. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Man, whenever someone dies, I always think, fuck, we're going to die one day, man. It's crazy, eh?
Yeah, we're all going to die. Everyone in this room is going to die.
That's true.
We're on the tree side. Everyone's going to die. It's the fact of life. Two constants, right? Yeah. Taxes and death.
What's going on today's show, man? It's so busy, bro. Yo.
No, we're going to Kuruman afterwards. That's why Smooth's here. Sfako's downstairs. Sfako's Apule with his guitar. They're both downstairs. So we're leaving straight, going to Kuruman.
Shout out to the owner of where you're playing. He bought 10 cases of Chiller's Punch for tonight's event.
Shout out, Frostbite Lifestyle in Kuruman. Yeah. Maruping, yeah, Frostbite Lifestyle. Yeah, shout out.
Anything proper else, Chillers, Ghost Lady? Last chance to impress us with your reading.
Do you want me to read something?
Funda team! Funda ghost!
Oh, wow! Yeah, test, don't it?
Did you guys see they apparently found, well, there's lead or something happened with AK's murders?
They said that in September. Oh. Remember they said they were close they to were finding close, the guys? Now they're coming back and saying that one of the suspects or the people who did it are very close to AKA.
They found the gun, I think.
They found the gun, yeah.
They found the gun in September already. Mm. The cars and the gun they said they found.
Well, so it's the same story.
No, no, it's a different story. But
this
like
time
the
I
one
guess
in
it's
September.
From Mubegicele, because apparently this is what the minister Mubegicele said now. Geez. So it's, guys.
Nah.
AKA died like beginning convinced. Of the year. Dude. And they want to act
year?
Like, yo, bro.
Damn, bro. Crazy, hey, this year's been crazy. Yeah.
It's been wild.
Come to think of it,
yo.
It's been a wild year, man.
Well, hey, bro.
Sure.
Sahara gone, AKA. But AKA is still the shocker, bro. Like,
yeah, no, that one you can't get
like
over.
A whole A-list artist just getting shot like that, just randomly. And, in full view of everyone. And then there's still nothing. No justice. No one is arrested, nothing, no leads. Crazy, man.
Anyway, before we go, Pinduka, anything else you want to talk about, my dog?
I want to see the surprise. Man.
Yeah, now I just want to see. Like, I'm so scared. Like, wow. That's crazy.
Relax, it's coming.
Man, I saw there was someone won Miss SAT and I was surprised that thing is still happening.
Oh, yeah.
That shit is still going on, Miss SAT.
Why would it stop, dog?
I don't know, because, like, you know, I don't know. Does it really? Look, it's probably like a life-changing thing for the girls who win it. But in the bigger scheme of things, like, oh, damn, that thing is still, because there was a time where we used to know these people, or maybe because
that's when we were teens. Yeah, we were teens.
You're the youngest person in the room. Any Miss SAT you remember?
Nah, it's not a thing for this generation.
It's not a thing now, no.
Nah.
So you kids don't aspire to be, you know?
It was big.
It was big.
Yeah, remember, what's my former ex-wife? Zizigo. What's the other one?
Zizi.
I mean, Zizopet.
Wasn't Mini Dlamini also something?
Zizopet.
Wasn't Mini Dlamini also on something on one of the Miss SA teens or Mini Dlamini?
Mini Dlamini?
Will you Google that for us? Fair check.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Sure, I'm not sure.
But well, I remember it was a big thing.
Yeah, like I don't even.
There
it was
a clip
on
of
TV.
Pearl Tusi even recently when she was also like, I think.
Pearl Tusi, was she part of it?
Yeah.
There's another girl, man. She's got a funny name. It sounds like a name and a surname, but it sounds like a sentence also. Mm. What's
so
her
who
name?
Wanted, who won it now?
I don't know. Some Tondolo girl, something Tondolo. I don't know. Is it on, was it never on TV? It was never on TV.
Isn't that the one who won?
Yeah, now
Tondolo. The one that won now, she's 17 years old and her name is Iminati Dondolo from Western Cape.
Yes.
Okay.
Well done to her,
man,
though.
There's another famous one who won it, man. Because I remember when I heard about this and I tweeted, damn, people still watch. They were like, yeah, remember so and so, yeah?
I do not see any information on Mini Dlamini being part of Miss SA Teens or any beauty pageant like Miss World or Miss SA.
Okay.
Okay, shame. And what's happening with Kune, man? Like, speaking of Mini there, is Mkhalela Pechives. He keeps showing up all the time. Apparently was drunk.
Yeah.
And then now he's going through disciplinary things and he's going through just the most.
Like he's suspended.
Man.
He can't play, right?
So yeah, like man.
Yeah.
That's disappointing because he's like the eldest in the team, isn't it? He must lead by example.
Everybody's age is showing now, right? Like the real one is showing. I couldn't shiga shiga, he must come clean. And I love Kune, you know, such a great keeper, but talk to us, man, you know what I mean? The age is now, you can't, you know, the age is age, nature is nature. Eventually, it'll reveal itself.
But he had a good run, dog. Yo, he's been playing, bro.
He's been, eh?
Yes, sir.
He's been at it. But you know, the older you get, you just have that don't give a fuck attitude. You know, I'm cool. Like, hey, for tech,
the goalkeepers, they can play for longer, ne?
Generally. There's a German guy. What's his name? Oliver Kahn. Remember
Oliver
him? Buffon still plays.
Brian Baloy, he had a long stretch as
They play for
long. Brian Baloy.
I know some good soccer players as well from way back.
Now Brian is.
Dude, are we ready for the surprise? All right, so before we bring the surprise, make sure you elevate your betting game with easybet.co.za.
Yes.
The side with the biggest bonuses in South R. Dive into the world where sports, slots, and casino games come alive. You'll get a huge head start at EasyBet with a 50 Rand sign-up bonus. No deposit required. And here's the real game changer. Your first deposit gets a massive 150% match up to 1,000 Rands. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
Your first deposit gets...
a massive 150% match.
Oh, yeah. So if you deposit 100 bucks, as soon as you've opened your account, you'll get 150% on top of it.
Ah, okay, cool. I get you.
$100, yeah.
And if your team lets you down, EasyBet throws you a lifeline with up to 15% cash back on your losing bets. Where else do you get that, Penduka? Ready, set, bet. Rush to EasyBet and use the promo code MACG50 for your 50 Rand welcome bonus. That's MACG50 for your 50 Rand welcome bonus. EasyBet Group is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling and Racing Board. No persons under the age of 18 years old are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. Hey, I'm not done yet.
Whoa.
Surprise. Let's hear a surprise.
Early next year. Are you ready for this, Penduka?
Yeah.
Early next year, Podcast and Chill, we are going on the road.
Oh, nice.
We've got a national tour planned. Next year from Jan.
Ah, nice one.
So we're going to be coming to all major provinces in SA. So expect to see amazing music, live performances, a live show. Keep your eyes and ears on the ground. Watch the space for more information. Dates and venues will be announced as soon as we come back in Jan. But yeah, we are going on the road.
What are the major provinces? What are the minor provinces?
All of them. We're doing all of them, bro.
Wow. Yeah, so all provinces. You said we're coming to major provinces.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. I'm on holiday mode, dog.
Do you know where we're going on January?
Where?
I'm saying, do you know already where we're going in January?
No, not yet. Oh. But from Jan, we're going on
Let's
the road.
Let's start off in Cape Town. I feel like Cape Town.
Yeah,
I miss Cape Town. When last were you there, bro?
I miss Cape Town.
Durban. We have to go Durban,
damn,
guys.
I can't remember when last I was Cape Town.
It was when you just started, remember?
Yeah, it was our first trip.
Yeah, it was our first trip.
Like, literally.
Remember when you were meant to sleep with Tabang and you were like, nah, bro.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. That's where the Chuba name came. Then I went to Cape Town afterwards. Come on. Remember when to Cape... It was that weekend where we decided to, from the Bloom Airport, to just switch off phones and go to Cape Town.
Strong
that was my
decisions.
Last ad. Yeah, strong decision. That's time we just decided to switch off phones and went to Cape Town.
I'm ready for the holiday. Bring out the surprise. Where's the surprise?
Capmaster's a surprise.
Bring Cap a surprise. Master.
Hey, Capmaster, bro.
That's a surprise. Cap These guys are killing
dude,
me.
Dude, Capmaster, I asked Capmaster for exclusives. He ignored me. And then there was a DJ with a beautiful soul at this thing. He was playing and he played an exclusive. And it was a couple exclusive. And I'm like, yo, can you hook me up? He's like, no stress, dog. And then he hooked me up with 30 exclusives. Like, Gabza. Big exclusives.
Cat only wants the exclusives.
No, he only
yourself.
Gives you. He only gives you the exclusives. Cat Master is on retainer. Mac pays him every month to give him the freshest, hottest music. You know, Cat Master was one of the DJs, like the formative DJs of Amapiano. They had Ingress.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like he's like friends with your Jelly, Couple of Small, Stokey. He was also meant to be like there in the game. No, man, why don't you drop an EP with him?
Nah.
Yeah, drop an EP with Headmaster so that he can also... Everybody from Ingress are millionaires now.
Songs we put our name on.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Everybody there in the piano puts their name on songs.
Yeah.
Do an EP with him, man.
You want to drop an EP, Poison?
What do you mean he's your friend, bro? How come you never proposed this to him? He's your friend who's famous. You are the friend who started at my piano. Yet you are here like you are nobody. Man, come on. He's doing EPs with everyone. Except for you, the guy who started at my piano. People must know Cat Master, man. Drop an EP with him, man.
No, I'm gonna drop
I'll produce one song. Cause you're on your side. I'll put one song there that I'll produce.
Where's the surprise, guys?
Here's the
I'm getting tired
Cat
of this
Master
now.
And his EP are the surprise.
How long must we wait for the surprise, bro?
Cat Master and his EP.
Okay, so what
surprise.
Must we do until the surprise comes now?
Wait, is the surprise still changing into sexy stuff?
Hey, Matty, the surprise is changing.
The surprise.
It's
you're killing
fast.
Me, guys. You're killing
dog,
me.
It's only been 1 week, you paid Lobola. They were like, you can no longer go to strip clubs. You've paid Lobola now, his uncles.
So
in his head,
it's
like,
yeah.
I'll bring the strip club to the podcast. Watch me. Then I'll say it's all surprise. Man, when it's his surprise. Who chose them? Who chose them?
I don't know what you're talking about, dog.
Who chose them?
Yeah?
Who chose them?
Can we please check, bro?
I'll be able to tell by the bodies who chose them.
Okay, let me go check what's going on. Let me go check. All right, Panduka, you ready for the surprise?
Strippers.
Ay, man. Are you ready for the surprise? That's the question.
Yeah.
Okay,
I know
let's,
you too
go.
Up, dog.
Let's go. It's time for the surprise. Bring on the surprise. Yes. Okay, so.
Who chose the song now?
It's copyright. You know one of those copyright about it. Surprise!
Why am I hearing a voice of a man there? Why am I hearing a voice of a man?
Keza!
I knew it.
Keza! Yeah, boy! Yes! And I! Hey! Holiday mode activated, Poison!
Yay!
Yebo! Ay, ay, ay!
Check your eye contact, boy. You better get pale. I want you to check your eye
contact. You think shy is overseas? Kezo!
Yebo!
It's Anna, said it's Anna! Yeah, boy! Taco! Hey! Yeah. I know it's for him.
He just played the ball at me. So this is for him.
Taki mami sita, taki mami.
Don't act like you don't know her name. Act like you don't know the name and doesn't have the number. Hey, back.
Wow. Yes. Taco.
Hey, those tattoos, man.
Nice one. Ghost Lady, I got something for you! Something for you!
Yeah, it's very bizarre, you man. It's very daughter, man.
Bring out the surprise!
Hey. Where's Dudu now?
Ah, dude, hey.
Yeah, no, hey, you had fatigue. Yeah, you seen you had fatigue, poison.
Ah, Connie, you had fatigue. Don't corner this. What's going on now?
Hey, Tibla, just.
Tibla.
You had a surprise
just
for Ghost.
Take the top off, man.
Dudu! Dudu! Oh, Dudu left with a surprise.
How? Oh, Dudu's keeping it all for herself.
Yeah, just keeping it all for herself.
Ah, Ghost Lady, sorry.
Excuse, Ghost Lady.
That beef of yours, I guess, is still continuing.
Anyway, my dog, we reached the end of the show, man.
Wow, man. End of the year, end of the show. Wait, man. Well, there's no surprise for real?
Well, clearly not.
All right, okay, cool.
Clearly not.
We've reached the end of it, man.
Yeah, man. Ghost Lady, what are you going to say, man? It's the end of the year, end of the show.
Guys, I can't wait for next
speak
year.
Speak on the mic. Yeah, and fatigue is killing everybody, bro.
Wow, she's speaking in the couch.
No, I'm getting, they said I must move away from the mic so that. Oh.
Ah, now, because you're done. Because you're done. Yeah. Oh, dude, do man. All right, bring out the surprise.
Yeah, dude, you said 2 a.m.
Let's go.
Hey, bro, not me, bro. There, come on. Let's go right there.
Put that checker here.
Watch him break character. Going, how I just saw Ghost Lee. Ghost Lady's gonna lick your toes, so clearly got to it.
No, we can't show it. This one.
Oh, that one, bro. Sorry, man.
No, you have to sit here. To
sorry, fam.
Check. Put the chairs there.
Yeah! I'm protecting the school. David Mashabel, the scholar, we need your bathroom. Once again, we need your bathroom.
There we go. Let's go.
Oh, fact checker.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, fact checker.
Yeah.
This is a working man who's on the grind.
Fact check it. Are you done with it? Ah! Shut up, my dog. Shut up, man. Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Bro.
Away. Oh, my goodness. Did you like the surprise?
I knew it, man. Oh, what a surprise.
We're going to run out of strippers. Anyway, Penduka, man. Last show of the year. What do you want to say, man?
Nah, man, thanks to the chillers, man. I think the chillers, bro, you know? Mm. They've made this thing happen for another year, most importantly. Be safe out there. Condomize. And take care of yourself, man, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. Shout out to the Chillers for the love and support, the continued love and support.
What was your favorite part of the year?
Highlights. 2023 was so weird. It's such a weird year because, man, just drop me some.
Oh, Sunbet.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. Mm-hmm. That's definitely the highlight, man. Mm-hmm. Reaching 1 million subscribers is crazy, bro.
Bro, I think that's I had the best year of my life, bro. This year.
Oh, you've had brilliant year, bro.
If 2024 is better than this, I'm scared, bro.
You've had
fuck. This year was amazing.
It should be. It should be. Huh? It was a crazy year. Yeah. Beautiful year, man. Newborn, million subscribers. Mm.
Ah, it's a lot.
Lobola, proposal, and many other milestones. That was beautiful, man. That's so cool.
Ghost Lady, what do you want to say, man?
I'm going to strip his fucking pants like on my seat.
It's for you.
Wait. Can you strip? Oh, on the spang, eh, bafo. Oh, I get this way. Damn, on the spang.
Bafumile kaya.
On the spang. They're right when they say you need a thick skin for this industry of yours. Damn, fam.
What do you want to say, Ghost Lady?
No, guys, it has definitely been an amazing year. Like, I am just in awe with this one. Oh, everything, like you mentioned, Sunbet was totally amazing.
Yeah.
Like, we've had so much highlights. You know, even your Black Coffee, Shibi Sheets, you know, all these amazing interviews that we had, you know, so
crazy,
like,
right?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fat Checker, what do you want to say, man?
I'm still shaking.
Hey, Tato, that sounds done. My boy is done.
Oh, yeah, boy. I'm shaky, sir.
Everything was amazing, man. This year was tops. Mm. Like, it was the best. I do not have anything more to say, but it was the best year. I think the greatest year for podcast, actually, with 1 million and Black Coffee and Shibby Shit and all the amazing things that have just happened in between, including Mac getting married. That's big.
Massive.
How old are you turn now? You was a birthday now, no?
Yeah, I just turned 23.
Oh. Shit, you're a youngster. Kid,
you're youngster, I'm old.
Mm. You're mature, but you're
very
a child.
Yeah.
You're very mature, but you're a child, man.
Simpiwa, what do you want to say, my dog?
Nah, bro, it's been a great year. Thank you for the opportunity and believing in me that I can do this shit.
My man.
We are good.
I've just been fucking up with sound. So he thinks he's gonna fire him. He's been fucking up with the sound. He must focus, Wena, man. Focus, 2024.
You are guaranteed, Wena, for life.
I just want to say thank you to the Chillers, man. Without you, none of this is possible.
Yeah.
Thank you to the sponsors, Striped Horse, Betway.
Striped Horse is great.
Tomorrow, tonight, the guys that have showed us love from the beginning, all the other sponsors that have, you know, messed with us throughout the year. But I got to highlight Striped Horse, you know, and Betway because they really came through for us this year.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out to all the guests, every single person that has sat here or in any other studio that we have.
Everyone.
Thanks to Mashabela Studios. Yes. Thanks to Zozo.
Zozo, where's Zozo?
Yeah, she's
shout
right
out,
there, man.
Zozo,
thanks to everybody that works behind the scenes, man, putting in the work. I'm talking about the production team, Black Stew, our CEOs, everybody, Black Studio. Sound guy, like everybody behind the scenes that makes sure this is possible.
Shows.
And the other shows, everybody, yeah, man, everyone, the whole network, thank you so much. It's been amazing. 2024, we can't wait. And yeah, man, thank you so much, guys, like, for watching, for subscribing. We are out of here. We're going to miss you during the festive.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourselves. We've got some cool content that will be dropping throughout the course of December and Jan
be
as
safe,
well.
Safe, man.
Yeah, be safe, man. But yeah.
Check yourself.
So we body chat to Roger Jardine.
Oh, yeah. It started a party, didn't it?
Yeah, it's called Change Starts Now Party.
It's from the business world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear what he's saying.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our special guest today. He's a businessman and a struggle activist, and now he's launched his own party. It's called Change Starts Now. Please welcome Mr. Roger Jardine.
Thank you.
How are you doing, sir?
Welcome,
man.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Good to have you. What do you want to drink? We've got some Striped Horse, some beer, some Chillers Punch, water.
I'll get into this later. I'm going to stick with water for
my
that.
Man.
Sweet.
My man.
Cheers.
Good man. You know your market, isn't it? you started off at ANC, right?
Yeah.
Why leave the party and why decide to start your own party?
So I've been out of politics for a while. I'm not a career politician. I've been in business for 23 years or so. So I decided it's time to step back in and see if I can't lend a hand to where we are as a country.
Yeah.
And I think where we are isn't a great place and looking to the future. So that's why.
But you've done so well as a business person from what I've read.
Yeah.
Why leave the world of business and also why get into the fray of politics that is stressful when you can just enjoy your money with your family? If South Africa is deteriorating, just leave and live elsewhere and be happy like every rich person.
Can you imagine if we all did that? I mean, our country is so beautiful. And if everyone just opted out, we'd really be in trouble. So I decided I don't want to opt out. This is our home. I think there's a lot of young people who are here, who want to stay here, and I want to be part of making this a beautiful place to be. So that's why. I mean, it's just an amazing place. I've traveled quite extensively. It's always great to be home. And I think we can all lend a hand and make this a truly beautiful place for everyone.
What's the obsession with business people trying to venture into politics? Like, what's going on there? Like Rob Herzog is in there.
Zero left business.
Yeah.
Do what he has done to the country. You know, Rob Gayton McKenzie.
Yeah.
He's leaving business to try, you know, have a stab.
There's something we don't know, eh?
Yeah, there's something you business people are seeing that we're not seeing.
No. Let's look at it this way, right? You're not born a business, but you start somewhere, right? I started in Rivoli and El Dorado Park. And then on my own journey, you always have these deep links with community, right? So, you know, being in business isn't being on a different planet. You're still in the same ecosystem. Once you leave your office and you take off your tie, you're just another guy in society, right? Mm. You experience things the way people experience them. And so I think it's really who you are and your history. So for me personally, coming from a family that's been involved in generations of being part of trying to change this country, it just felt like a natural thing. So I can't speak for those other guys. I can tell you why I decided it was time to do this.
Mm. And why start your own party instead of like maybe joining an existing party?
Yeah, so this isn't about political parties. This is about the future, right? So I thought about this over many months. I mean, the easy thing to do is just to go and get a membership, pay your fee and join a party. But what we thought about was let's talk to people and let's think about the society that we want. So in the next month or so, I'm going to be talking to a lot of people. I think we all know what the problems are in our society. But people still need to feel seen and heard. So we're going to talk to them and then we're going to craft a platform for what the future should look like. So that's not to bolster a particular party, but that's to say, let's just regroup, guys, and think about the future in new creative ways. So I think really we're about new ideas, new ways of thinking about politics, and new ways about thinking about how do we fix the situation that we are in.
Yeah.
So it's not about fixing a party. It's about the country.
Yeah. Figile Mbalula alluded that you are paying people to join your party. What do you have to say about that?
Well, look, I think it's quite interesting that he's now apologized to Mavusa Msimang on that score. That is just completely wrong. I mean, he obviously had his own reaction to what we were trying to do. But it's really just, it's not true. And I think his apology says it all.
Yeah. How does one join your party?
Well, you can. I can give you a, would you like to join now? We can do it on air. Welcome.
Hey, come on.
Can I announce you as the newest recruit to Change Starts Now? So yeah, we just got going. There's a website that you can link up with. Obviously, anyone who's interested can contact us. You know, the other thing is, right, we're trying to reimagine politics. You know, the way of thinking about parties, you have a party, you have a branch, you have a conference, you have an elective conference, you have, you know, that's old school. I mean, in 2023, 24, there are different ways of getting there, right? We're just leapfrogging everything. We're getting right to where the problem is, where the solution is. So to be part of Change Starts Now is very easy. You just tell us what you're interested in and then we go about doing this. So there's no long process and procedure here.
What are some of the policies that distinctly, you know, identify your party that are different from the other guys? Like,
yeah, so this is a good point, right? Because everybody says, okay, crime is a problem, or pension payouts are a problem.
Yeah.
What we're going to do, which I think is different, and I mean, this alludes a bit also to what I've been doing for the last 20 odd years, is we want to fix the state and we want to come with practical solutions, right? So your grandmother shouldn't stand in the sun all day waiting for a pension payout. I mean, South Africa has such developed, sophisticated payment systems, right? I think most young people are on the apps and the banking apps and that sort of thing. Take a NSFAS student waiting for their NSFAS grant. There are people clipping money away there and the students are unhappy. That doesn't have to happen. So the big differentiator is we're going to come with real solutions on how to solve these real problems, not big, grand policy statements. And we know where the answers are also.
Yeah. What are some of those answers? Mm.
Well, for example, I mean, I use the grandmother waiting in the sun for a payout. I use the NSFAS student. Let's take public hospitals, for example. 90% of our people in this country use public hospitals. They're shambles, okay? We know there are nurses, there are doctors who are overworked there. When you go to that hospital, your experience is mixed. Again, there is technology solutions on how to manage patient records, how to procure medicines, how to manage beds. It's not rocket science. So we're going to come with that kind of mindset to how we improve services for our people.
And you keep mentioning the future of the country. What does that look like for you?
I think the future of this country has to be one, first of all, where now for many, many young people, in 1994, one of the big things about 1994 was it gave us dignity, right? My parents voted when they were well into their 60s. Others were grannies in the 80s and 90s. Just making that X at that stage was a great restoration, right? Dignity. Over the last 30 years, especially the last 10 years, slowly the dignity of people has been taken away. You're walking miles still for water. You're using pit latrines. I think the future in this country, we have to restore the dignity of all South Africans. And we do that by making sure that the way our people interact with government is in a dignified way. So, I mean, that's at a very broad level. And then that goes to basic services. You shouldn't open your tap in 2023 and worry if cholera is going to come out. It just shouldn't happen. And so part of that journey is to once again say, hey, man, what does it mean to be a South African, right? Because we all, you know, the thing we used to talk about post-94, and remember, I said 2024 is not 1994. That's a long time ago. Mm. The world has changed, right? But we have to do things differently, which means we need to think in a modern way about our society and about our politics and about the way we serve people and service people. And I think we have lots of amazing young people in this country and lots of amazingly smart people. But we all opt out. You asked me, so, you know, you're in business, you could just chill. Drink a nice chiller sponge on a Saturday.
You know.
But I think the time has come for us to raise our hands, right? Not just my generation, but intergenerationally, if we're going to get this country back on track.
Yeah.
And what's your take on BEE and what's your party's approach on it? Because, I mean, it's a noble idea that I think is really needed. You being in corporate, I'm sure you've seen that a lot of industries and boardrooms are not transformed, which needs to happen. How are you guys going to, you know, bring that about?
You know what, the biggest, let's call it BEE 2.0, right? There's a lot of companies with proper BEE shareholders who have put serious money into investing in these companies that can provide services, okay? If you look at the way preferential procurement's been applied, it hasn't gone to companies that can actually do the job. And those companies have black shareholders. So if you look at, say, NSFAS or anything, usually we take three or four guys, we give them a huge contract. They say they can deliver the service. They don't. It's seen as inclusion because three or four guys made a lot of money, okay? But because they haven't delivered, a lot of people are excluded from the service, right? Whether it's water or a road or whatever. So I do think we're going to have to look very closely at how we do that. And that doesn't mean you drop the whole enterprise. You just have to be very fair and honest about how you apply it. Because in South Africa, our political economy is still out of balance. It's still out of balance. So it's not something to just throw the baby out with the bathwater. We have to take another look at that.
And corruption, how would you tackle that?
Yeah, so I was talking to a guy last week who was telling me about 10 years or so ago. It's a very instructive thing, right? So you have a police force or services, and then you have the heads of them, and then you have crime that's happening. So one guy was telling me, in 2009, there were 34,000 policemen in Gauteng, and house robberies, business robberies, and hijackings were on the increase. And they took a unit of 360 policemen, detectives, and they brought that down and they got the cases to court. So I think we're going to need to think about how we structure our police services around specialized crime units, bring that back, and most importantly, make sure that the public can see that crime doesn't pay and corruption doesn't pay. Because I think people are unhappy that some people tend to get away with these things with no accountability. So we're going to have to look at how we structure our police services going forward to deal specifically with these issues. And I think through looking at it in that detailed way, you can start to make some inroads into that.
But don't you think the people you're talking about are part of the problem? Like the cops are the ones who are corrupt as well.
You know, I wouldn't paint, look, it's true that South Africans generally don't trust the police. I mean, there's surveys and that sort of thing, right? But I can't believe that everyone who joins the police service joins it to become corrupt and a criminal. There has to be good people out there who wake up every day and they decide they want to make a difference in society, and the system is structured in such a way that it frustrates them. And that's why I think how we structure it's going to become very important. We have to find a way for people to trust our police.
And load shedding? Are we going to get the lights back with you?
I think this load shedding, I mean, there's some kids now who are, sort of late teens. They've only ever grown up with load shedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
It's part of their lives and it's like it's a normal thing.
Yeah.
Wow, true.
That's so true, yeah.
It's all they know, right?
Yeah.
It's normal.
It's normal.
It's normal, right? It's like load shedding and life and it's all one, right? So,
jeez.
So that is something that we have to deal with. But it links to another issue, which is where I think what we're talking about is different, okay? South Africa has a very strong and powerful private sector in terms of what it does, okay? The private sector can never be the public sector. The role of the government is to look after its people. But right now, there's no money, right? Asinamali, there's no money. There's no people there. We need to bring the private sector closer to help to solve these problems. And so I think in a very non-ideological way, we need to say, right, and this is it, social solidarity, where people come together to say we have a problem, we have civil society, our people, we have business, let's put our heads together, let's put our money together, and let's improve services in the short to medium term. That's what I would do.
Panduka, any last question?
Yeah, the funding. Who's funding your party?
I've read that there's R1 billion lying around.
I heard, wow. 2 billion.
Oh, two. Now it's two.
Yeah. Parties are being offered 200 million and stuff.
No. There's no R1 billion. I've just started fundraising. And, you know, with the IEC, you have to disclose who your funders are.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, true.
So I can't give an update in real time, but I can tell you this. I will disclose who the funders are. Mm-hmm. We're just starting out to raise money. But a lot of political parties, you can't do politics or activism without fundraising. Mm-hmm. And there are websites that says who funds political parties. You'll see it's a lot of it's the same people. So everybody's competing for
piece of the party.
Donor funding, right?
Yeah.
So I'll definitely disclose who our funders are. I mean, that's not an issue. And in fact, it's important to democracy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what my one main thing is. Actually, two things. Firstly, people who pay their taxes and run bona fide companies, I'll approach them to fund us. And secondly, the only promise that I think we can make is to anyone who wants to fund what we're doing. We will work very hard to make sure that we have a stable society at peace with itself and where your business can grow and thrive and you can employ people. I think that's the thing we can say. Yeah. I've read there's a list of demands, or I haven't seen that list. Yeah. But anyone who comes to me with a list of demands will be asked to leave the door.
And what's your goal for these elections? Are you like, where are you looking to land as far as percentage of votes?
No, so we want to win.
Well, you do, but let's be honest. I mean, let's be brutally honest here. No. What are the chances? No. I mean, just launching now.
Listen, let me say,
6 months away from elections. You're launching, we're 6 months away from elections. Yeah. We have to be realistic. Yeah. We've seen the story before with everybody else, EFF, COPE. Yeah. You know, everybody wants to win, but we know it's like, it's a dream almost, because you need time.
Yeah, they say, you know, Ellen Sirleaf Johnson, the president of Liberia, she said, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. So so we want to win. We want to win.
True.
And to all the young people out there who are looking for a fantastic future where we can grow this economy, create jobs. Yeah. I mean, you know, for example, right, if you take a learnership with a company, say 100 people, a company in the long term can't employ every 100 people on a permanent basis because the economy is shrinking, right? Mm-hmm. Now, can you imagine an environment where the economy is growing and you get your learnership and you can stay employed and you're not just there for 6 or 9 or 12 months?
Yeah.
So to all the young people out there, you know, back us. We want to make sure this economy grows. We can bring people into decent work. And, you know, then you can buy more chiller punches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Mr. Jardine, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much, man. Cheers, man.
In closing, what are the core values of Change Starts Now? If I'm watching this right now, I don't know which party to vote. Yeah. What are your core values?
So our core values are dignity for all South Africans.
Just step to the mic, please.
Sorry, sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
Right, so what we want is dignity for all South Africans. We want a government that works. We want a South African consciousness. I mean, so I'm a Pirates fan, right? I don't know.
Chiefs.
Yeah. Chiefs. I wouldn't have come here if I didn't. but okay, so you Chiefs, I'm Pirates, right? Mm-hmm. But after all of that, we're South Africans.
100%.
So we must have a South African consciousness. Mm-hmm. And we must work to say, okay, there's unity in difference. How do we rise above Chiefs, Pirates, whatever, and just be South African so that we can make this a great place?
Beautiful. Love it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the president of Change Starts Now, Mr. Roger Jardine.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you very much. Cool.
Welcome to Black Excellency. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlasha lefiki. Ungoyi, even if when they ask you, how sabi ini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.